in the rates of pay and benefits paid to auxiliary staff in schools, particularly in Donegal.
Yeah, I brought this motion to the council today, Catherine, because obviously we're in the summer holidays period for our national schools and secondary schools throughout the country, and again the school secretaries and caretakers are faced with the unfortunate reality that when the school breaks up for the summer, they have to go then and sign on the dole again for the summer, and that's a situation that I think we can't allow to continue anymore. We need to see a fair and equitable treatment of these valuable staff members in our schools. The reality is that the schools simply wouldn't function without our secretaries and caretakers, and I think we need to see a change in the conditioning, employment conditions of these valuable staff members. Treat them the same as the other employees of the school. Directly employ them from the Department of Education and pay them a fair rate so that they don't have to go and sign on the dole each summer, or indeed have to work part-time during the week and be signing X's and O's, so that they're signing on for some days during the week and then signing off when they're working on the school. Treat them fairly and pay them fairly.
Now, you mentioned also the fact, especially that schools in the county, and sometimes we see other schools in the county looking for parent contributions, but then especially for Daesh schools, parents in those areas just can't afford that contribution, so the schools aren't asking for that either.
Yeah, because the levels of the capitation grant received from the Department of Education aren't enough to cover the normal bills that a school would have, such as oil, electric, heating, all the rest of the bills that are coming in for schools in order to keep them operating as normal. That level of funding then isn't enough to pay the secretaries and caretakers the level of wages that they deserve. So then some schools are utilising the parent contribution scheme, where they're asking parents of pupils to make an additional contribution each school year, which is then being used to pay the caretakers and secretaries. Now, unfortunately, particularly in Daesh areas, a Daesh school, by definition, is in an economically disadvantaged area. And so by definition, the parents of pupils in those schools may be in a finding it hard to pay the bills to keep their children in education. So in my view, it's not fair and right to be asking those parents to make an additional contribution to pay for ancillary staff in the school. The Department of Education needs to step up to the plate, step up to the mark, and fund our schools properly so that we don't have to be going with the handout to parents who have enough bills already to be paying.